Thank you so much for being here. Can you give me your name and your association with Middleway House?
My name's Sarah Hunt, and I'm the communications coordinator.
Anna Strout, daughter of Toby Strout, a volunteer and sponsor of Love Songs for a Lasting World and other programs.
Malcolm Dalglish, a musician who with my family have been here for 30 years or more.
I know this is a signature fundraiser for Middleway House, but there's a lot of new content this year, yes? And can you tell me what's new and what can our audience expect?
Well, there is... We've got a whole different way of doing the Lasting World call and response piece that opens it and bookends it. And then kind of my partner in music for about 10 years, Gray Larson, this was back in the 70s, early 80s. He and I toured around the country in folk festivals and were reprising a song that he arranged called La Valse pour les petites jeunes filles, the waltz for the little girls. And that's new, and there's going to be some dancing to the Little Potato, which is slightly different. And our daughter, Mia, and her Palabolas veteran dancer partner, June Kuribayashi, are doing a new dance. It's kind of a tango fusion. We're doing some new Wendell Berry pieces. The Thrush Song is something we haven't done before. And then there's a song about pulling yourself out of despair with dreams of flying, and it's called Pegasus. So there's quite a few. I'd say about 75% of the whole of the program is new, and we're reprising some of the things like the Little Potato and. The Lasting World was in our first one. Well, that we do that. That's kind of the signature piece. This is the actual Wendell Berry poem. Whatever happens, those who've learned to love one another have made their way to the lasting world and will not leave, whatever happens. So that's where we got the title of this whole love song for a lasting world.
I was going to ask you where the title came from.
Wendell Berry poem.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And this is a special benefit because it's in honor of former director Toby Strout. I know she gave a lot of her heart to this organization over many years. How is it going to honor her?
Well, also going back to the title, Love Songs for a Lasting World, this is a love song to Toby, who's created an amazing world for thousands and thousands of people. And so she's kind of paved the way. She's a pioneer and a trailblazer, and so it's kind of a call to action to remember and honor the work that she has set us all up to do and to continue that. And so she is Malcolm's longtime friend and neighbor, and so we all kind of generated the idea together for this event 3 years ago. I mean, many, many years ago, but it finally came to fruition 3 years ago. And Toby was a songbird and a lover of dance movement, obviously Malcolm's Pies, which he brought over very often. So it's kind of a synthesis of the love also on our street, between our families, the love that we all have for the natural world, the hikes we took together, the gardens we gardened together. And so this is just kind of bringing everything full circle and reminding us that the love is enduring and can be sustained and can continue to grow. This year, to honor her, she's in every song. And there's a beautiful rendition of Blackbird, the Beatles song, which is relevant to my mother and also to Middleway House's New Wings building, giving people new wings, new perspectives, new things to live and champion, live for and to champion. And Malcolm has put together a beautiful slideshow to go under
The Bird Calls Dog.
The Bird Calls Dog, which is a meditation on grief and yearning. And there's a beautiful slideshow which Toby bookends. And it kind of speaks to her spirit.
Can we talk a minute about that, for those of us who aren't native Bloomingtonians, who aren't townies, what are the Oolites and how did you get the name?
Well, that's a really good question. Oolite with two O's is a type of limestone, and Oolite with three O's is a typo that I liked and kept. It happened when I was putting in the name of our publishing company, and so it became Oolitic Music with three O's, and Oolation of the Camp is this camp out in Yosemite where singers come together and they off the grid and they sing their guts out and they bounce their voices off mountains, and it's kind of a boisterous song of nature and wildness, and so the Oolites are just basically people who have come from all over the continent to sing this music, either out in Yosemite or here on the BCT stage.
This is kind of exciting. So what's emerged is that the Oolite or Oolitic camp is an incubator where new material is developed, and then it has its second debut after Yosemite in Bloomington every year. So,
Sarah, this is a benefit for Middleway House. Can you talk about some of the programs that these funds will support?
So Middleway House, as most people know, does have an emergency shelter that houses survivors of domestic abuse, sexual violence, as well as human trafficking. We also have a 24/7 crisis hotline that anyone can call in on to receive any kind of help or support. There are trained advocates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We also have a transitional housing program that will house survivors for up to 2 years in 28 apartment units at The Rise. We have a legal advocacy department for anyone who is seeking assistance with divorce or protective orders and any other legal matters. And you don't have to be in shelter or in our transitional housing to access that. That's open to the community. We also have a prevention program that goes out into middle and high schools in the community and surrounding counties to help educate people about what consent is, what healthy relationships look like. It's called Building Healthy Relationships. We have crisis advocates, on-scene advocates that can go out to the hospital or other areas in the community to support survivors if need be. We have support groups. So we have an intimate partner violence support group, a sexual violence support group, and a survivors of incest support group. And again, those are open to the broader community. You could just call into the crisis line to link up with a coordinator to discuss those options. That's 812-336-0846. And we also have a child care program and youth program as well that are available.
Can you talk a little bit about the New Wings?
New Wings is our administrative office, but also houses our emergency shelter. And so, as Anna mentioned earlier, this really was a vision to give people new wings. And at Middleway, all of our services are empowering. So we're not telling survivors what to do. We're meeting them where they are, hearing what they want to do, and then giving them options and supporting them through that so that they can find their wings.